Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Our Tuesday Tech Talk today is with Jennifer Jolly, who reviews technology and provides insight at techish.com, also on the podcast Techishly. Jen, good morning. Jennifer, I needed you yesterday because on the way home, I found out when I got home that my wife was calling me, but I never got the phone call for some reason in my car. I had the phone with me and everything was on, and why didn't it ring in my car? What happened?
Well, you know, there's a lot of glitches happening right now. Are you on an Apple phone? Do you have iOS?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Turn the phone off and all the way back on again. A hard reset. They are upgrading from iOS 26 to iOS 27. That's in beta right now. And there's a lot of weird little glitches as that changeover happens. And one of them happens to be not hearing the phone ring. So, or not, it was the phone not ringing. And it mostly happens when your spouse is trying to get a hold of you. I've noticed that in my own household, but yeah. Usually that hard reset fixes the problem until the next little glitch happens.
Oh, man, I needed you when I got home yesterday. Let's talk first about something I read. Supposedly the next generation of TVs is here, and Best Buy is going to be the exclusive national retailer for these premium TVs that they are telling us are much better. What do you know about this?
Well, I know just enough to be dangerous, just enough to tell you that they're called RGB LEDs. RGB, red, green, blue, produces a wider range of colors and higher brightness than most of the TVs, than most of the OLED TVs. That was the last big technological advance in televisions. Well, this is the next iteration of that. And the real difference is they produce 76% of the colors the human eye can see. So that basically unlocks a richer, more accurate, and lifelike image that people don't experience on their current TVs. The other thing to know about this is there's a lot of marketing involved. We're, you know, 6 years after the pandemic, people start replacing those nearly 50 million TVs that they bought during the pandemic. We're in that 5 to 7 year replacement cycle. So for a big box store like Best Buy, this is hey, we did a booming business when people upgraded their televisions during the pandemic. How do we get in on the replacement cycle now?
$1,500 and up, is that what these are going to be going for?
Oh, some people are forking out $30,000. And here's the crazy part, is that TVs keep getting bigger and bigger. 116 inches, we're talking 5 feet tall, almost 10 feet wide. That's becoming the new standard at home. So think about the days, you know, when 55 inches, 65 inches, that was a huge television. Now we're just upping that. Mm-hmm. And that's really a huge trend as people want to experience that more cinema-like. You know, imagine watching The Odyssey at home on your 10-foot-wide RGB screen. That's the new keeping up with the Joneses bragging rights right there.
Yeah, it seemed for a while that the TVs were getting bigger, but the prices were coming down. Not so much anymore?
Nope. Now that there's a new technology to brag about in the arena, the prices will be up. You know, these TVs will level out in the next 2 to 3 years. People have been asking me, can you really see the difference? You really can. But it's not earth-shattering. We saw the difference with the OLEDs. You know, it's nothing that's like insanely earth-shattering, but if that matters to you, that your television looks more like what your eye can see, then yeah, it's a worthy upgrade. If you have that kind of extra money lying around, why not have the best television the money can buy? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's one of those things. What's the most important upgrade to your home? Is it, you know, upgrading your water system? Is it having the newest RGB TV? It's hard for me to push a new gadget or to really say this is going to change your life. It's not earth-shattering. It's not going to help you with all the things that have to get done around the rest of the house.
Exactly.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Nationally syndicated tech columnist Jennifer Jolly provides insight on technology. And let's talk a little bit about the back-to-school season. We're getting into that. Comes fast. And you wrote about and talked about using the right tech tools to save money. And why don't we start with laptops? That's a big item about now. What do we need to know about that, Jen?
Well, prices are going up. The AI chip boom is happening right now, and all those big data centers are snatching up all the same AI chips that go into our phones and our laptops. And so in 1 month, we saw laptop prices increase by as much as $600 across some models. So I used AI. I write about very specifically how to use ChatGPT to really hone in and figure out how to pay the least amount for the most value, especially when it comes to laptops. It helped me surface two specifically this year. One's the Lenovo IdeaPad Slim 3i. It's got a 15.3-inch 2K touchscreen, 16 gigs of memory, 512 gigs of storage, and Intel's new Core Series 3 processor. So those are the numbers and the specs you want to listen for, is having a lot of storage so that this laptop isn't obsolete, you know, before your child graduates from high school or college. The other one that really came out, kind of stood out for this value for the price, was the Asus ZenBook A16, 16 inches, 3K OLED touchscreen, 48 gigs of memory, 1 terabyte of storage. The laptop weighs less than 3 pounds. That's less than a lot of the water bottles, those Stanley water bottles kids are carrying around these days. And this one runs on Snapdragon's ARM processor. So you'll want to check, you know, make sure the drivers and accessories that you need, especially for college and everyday kind of Windows apps, work. But they do, this is under around $1,550 right now. That's on sale. And it packs the same features, if not more, than $2,500 laptops pack. So that's the kind of thing I've really looked for this year.
And before you want to pull over and start writing frantically about this, hang on, because I'll tell you in a couple of minutes how you can get all this information again later on. Let's talk about smartphones, and what do you do when, Junior says, everybody has a new phone, I need one.
You say, no.
Yeah, good idea.
That's the easiest way to deal with it. You know, kids these days, starting at about 8 or 9, they want their own smartphone. Absolutely not. Children need to get the gadgets that happen in stages and progress and mature the way that they do. I've called these training wheel gadgets for the last 10 plus years. It's really good to start with a training wheel gadget because it really teaches kids how to manage tech rather than binge on it the second that they get out of your sight. So you want to help them grow up healthfully. So you want to start with a landline phone. That's a great place to start for kids, you know, as young as 5. One of the ones that came out for me, I've tested, there are 3 main ones on the market today, and the one that's winning in my book is the Pinwheel Home. It's the overall cost. It starts at $68. They use Wi-Fi. You don't need a phone jack or an installer. You, on an app on your smartphone, you approve contacts and calling hours from an app on your phone, and then unapproved numbers never ring through. There's no spam calls. There's no someone calling every night at dinner time trying to sell them, you know, a condo in Florida for the winter. That doesn't happen. So the Pinwheel Home, best one that I've tried so far. And then you can graduate from there to a smart watch and then eventually to a child contained phone that, again, helps them get the features that they're ready for and mature enough for, but also helps them grow up kind of knowing how to tell the difference.
I love what you did with ChatGPT and your kids' school schedule. This is great. Tell us what you did.
Well, ChatGPT has a new voice mode, and you can talk to it the way that maybe Siri should have worked this whole time, and it actually works and it's brilliant. But the prompt that I used is, my third grader starts at 8:40, my seventh grader starts at 7:55, soccer begins at 5 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, build our weekly schedule and make the mornings calmer than last year. And then I just chatted back and forth with it. ChatGPT asked me questions, I responded, and then it built me an amazing, actually workable schedule that would have taken me about a month to figure out. ChatGPT figured it out in a matter of minutes, and you can push back and you can argue with it and you can come out with the right plan and then add it directly to any calendars that you want to connect it up with, like Google or Outlook. And then beyond that, I asked ChatGPT, okay, this is great. Now I've got everything on my smartphone and on my laptop, but how do I take that one step further and get like really organized in a way the whole family can see? And it surfaced this Greenlight Family Hub that is one screen that you put on a kitchen counter or you set just inside your door when you come home, that combines all those calendars and includes chores, photos, and shared lists without a subscription. So I love that gadget as well. So I used a combo of ChatGPT, and I explained why I picked that one AI assistant specifically in my article, but I use that to then find the best gadgets at the lowest prices that deliver exactly what I want and need. Mm-hmm. Used in tandem, these kinds of technological features really can help your life improve.
And I think your best tip of all is, if there's a student in the house, never pay sticker price, because you can get a deal, can't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. Look at what the education deals are, the student deals. Every manufacturer, every big store has a student special, and all you need is an EDU or, you know, any kind of proof that you really are a student, and you'll get some kind of a deal.
All right. We've given you a lot to digest here. You can listen to this conversation later when we post it on our show page at WGNRadio.com. You can also read Jennifer Jolly's reviews and her insight on tech trends at techish.com. T-E-C-H-I-S-H, techish.com. And also, there's a podcast, Techishly Jen. We've got you covered here. Appreciate all of this, especially your tips for a happy marriage that you gave me, Jennifer.
Yeah, I got you, Bob.
Jennifer Jolly, talk to you again soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you.